It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Put on your hip waders, not just because of my random stories and comments. Tom Scootley from the Roaring Fork Fly Fishing Club is here again. This Saturday is the 5th annual Iron Fly competition, a fundraiser for the Fly Fishing Club. Starts around 4 Saturday afternoon, and you made it a point to say to me it's a fun competition.
It is a fun competition. The basic parameters of the event is a couple of nights ago, we made up bags of materials for all the participants. And it can be anything. Baling twine, inner tubes, carpet, you name it, and it's in there. And there is a mystery ingredient in each bag. And things are, you know, they're colorful, they're this, they're that. What we try to do is get everybody just to make a fly out of the materials that they have, and then they're judged on 4 different categories of the fly by, hopefully this year we've had some problems with too critical of judges who are professional tires. So this year we're going to have non-tires to be the judges. Thus, fun competition.
It's kind of the equivalent of when I go to the fishing section at the store and I think, oh, if I were a fish, I would totally, you know.
Exactly.
And usually it is the exact opposite of what
yes.
you want.
Yeah, it's great. The 4 o'clock start time is for youth anglers. That goes for probably an hour and a half or so, 2 hours, and then we go into the adult session.
Okay. So are they tying one fly? Are they tying multiples? Or how does that work?
Kids are going to tie 2 flies each.
Okay.
And then there will be a final with 4 or 5 of the best flies. The adults will tie 3 rounds each this year. And you'll have a point. We have a point system for the judging. Possibility of 40 points per fly, which is just about impossible, I think, but you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Then we take the top 3 for the adults and then have a final with them. And there could be crazy things that happen. The rules are there are no rules, and we can change the rules that there are at any time.
Perfect. By the way, if you want to learn more, you want to stay up to date, or if you have questions, the Facebook page is the best way to get all of that. Just search for Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club. And like I say, you can message them there if you have any questions that we don't answer today. Are all the bags the same for the kids and the adults?
The kids are a little bit different. We try to make it a very simple, easy fly without letting
That's kind of your contradiction in terms, isn't it? easy fly.
Well, there's some that are much easier to tie than others. So with the kids, we usually have them tie what's called a woolly bugger. And
sounds like something you would call a fly.
And it's a very popular fly, and it's not a difficult fly to tie. So we have the kids do that. The adults, you just, here, make a fly out of this.
Gotcha. So what would the woolly bugger be mimicking? Is it like a mayfly? I know that mayfly are really common around here.
Right. No, it's more of a bait fish kind of.
Okay. Oh, but now you're talking my language.
Yeah. So it's, it's a couple inches long. It's pretty good size. So it's easier for the kids to deal with because some of the flies are so intricate that we have one gentleman, John Newberry, who tied us a couple of classic salmon flies, which are beautiful flies. I mean, they're very colorful. They could take anywhere from 6 hours to 6 days to tie one.
Wow.
And we put those in a shadow box, and that'll be in the silent auction.
Gotcha, but which we will talk about a little bit later on as well. What is the cost to participate in the Iron Fly competition?
Kids are free.
Okay.
We
just trying to get the kids involved and interested, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. We ask for a $5 donation for everybody that comes in, because it is a fundraiser.
Right.
Adult competitors are $20, and basically that's it for cost of anything.
And where does this happen? I guess
this happens
kind of
at Tipsy Trout again for the fifth year. It's right next to the Taylor Creek Fly Shop, right on the river. Used to be the Riverside Grill.
Oh, new owners,
Claire and Andy, got it a couple of years ago, and they changed it to Tipsy Trout.
All right. So there you go. Again, that's this Saturday afternoon starting at 4 o'clock. It's when the kids – what do you consider a kid, by the way? Is this anybody under 18? Or?
Under 16 is what we have.
Okay.
The majority of the kids, youth anglers – I hate calling them kids because, you know.
Young people.
The youth anglers.
people younger than you and me.
Yes.
See, I have this philosophy, anybody younger than me is a kid.
Well, that's most of the valley.
At this point, yes, I'm afraid so.
But where were we going with this?
I don't know. We're talking about age groups, so
age
anybody
group
under 16.
Is roughly 16 years and under. If those youth anglers don't want to compete with the kids and want to compete with the adults, that's fine. We don't.
Okay.
Like I said, there's no rules.
So kind of use your judgment.
Yeah.
If you've been tying flies since you were 3 years old.
Or not.
Then maybe you would want to compete with the adults.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, just to make it fair for the other young people.
And it makes those younger people feel a little bit more adultish.
Sure.
Because we see the kids with all their fingers crossed and their arms and all this when it comes down to the judging times. I hope I win. And it's just a wonderful thing for the kids. They're fired up.
What kind of prizes do you have for, I guess you probably have different prizes for the youth versus the adults.
We have some gear, a vest. We have some fishing packs. We have some artwork, which is very nice. We have a photographer that has donated a print for probably going to silent auction.
Okay.
But we have restaurants. We have a lot of the restaurants in the Valley have donated gift certificates and different businesses around town. We have bought a few things just to entice raffle giveaway sales.
All right.
And stuff like that. But we have quite a bit of stuff. There's a good chance that everybody's going to go away with something.
All right. Sounds like a great opportunity to,
right.
Especially if, whether you're an experienced fly tire, would that be the correct term? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether you're just getting started out, it's a great opportunity. Because if you're just getting started, there will be people that have been tying flies for years and years and can give you some pointers and that
Definitely.
Kind of thing.
And with the youth division, what we do encourage them to do is pick out somebody in the crowd to help them.
Oh, okay.
The judge or the helper cannot touch anything, but they can tell them, do this, do this, do that, tie it this way, and it...
Kind of like an open book test.
Yes, exactly.
You might say.
Exactly. And, you know, with this fun competition, bribery, hecklers, I mean, anything goes.
Hopefully not too many hecklers with the youth division.
No. Okay. Most of it's pretty good with the kids. There's a lot of encouragement, and we see a lot of smiles.
That's
we keep telling the kids, if you don't smile, you're going to lose points. This is fun, because they get pretty intense.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it is an intense thing.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Any project that you take an hour and a half to a couple hours at one sitting to accomplish is pretty intense.
And we've had two or three different youths at different fly shops getting pointers from the fly shop guys on how to do this, how to do that. And they're fired up about it. They want to do it.
Out of curiosity, are any of those youth related to any of your fly fishing club members? Because, you know, sometimes the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
A couple of the kids, youth anglers, are, yes.
But obviously relatives are not judging.
Right. Exactly.
Even though the rules may change at any time, that is one that...
I mean, it doesn't really matter because what we do is give them a number with no name associated.
So they don't even know.
No. Unless they're walking around the table memorizing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that kind of stuff. But, yeah. Okay.
Again, it's the 5th annual Ironfly Fun Competition this Saturday afternoon, starting at 4 o'clock at the Tipsy Trout in Basalt. And, again, you can learn more if you want to go to Facebook. Just search for Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club. And not only can you subscribe to the updates in your news feed, but you can also use the Facebook page to contact, I assume it's probably you, or is it somebody else that manages the Facebook
Most
page?
Most of it's through me.
Gotcha. So.
And we also have the Roaring Fork Conservancy website, and they have an event click or page on it where you can register if you want to register beforehand.
Okay, so there's some additional information there.
But just show up. I mean, we're not going to turn anybody away. This is a fun deal.
Gotcha. Okay, so if you just want to show up, you have this in the back of your mind and the chores are done early Saturday, or you're done with skiing early Saturday and you want to go out there and tie some flies, just show up.
Just show up.
Again, $20 for adults. Kids are free. $5 donation if you just want to go and watch and hang around a little bit. Maybe think about participating next year. The Roaring Fork Conservancy's website is roaringfork.org, isn't it?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay. That's if you and I both think so, then if we're wrong, we're both wrong.
You're right. Exactly.
We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Tom Scootley from the Roaring Fork Fly Fishing Club. Again, their 5th annual Iron Fly competition is this Saturday at the Tipsy Trout in Basalt. Again, if you want to register in advance, you can at the Roaring Fork Conservancy's website, roaringfork.org. If you prefer to just show up Saturday, Tom, you said you're not going to turn anybody away.
We're not going to turn anybody away.
Again, all kinds of prizes in both the adult and youth categories. Again, everybody is welcome to come out. The focus is that it's supposed to be a fun competition, maybe a little more serious with the adults. But the kids, which, by the way, the youth category is 16 and under. If you really feel like your youth is really good and they should compete in the adult category, then that's fine, too. That's just up to – you'll decide that, I guess, when you register.
Right.
Obviously, so if you're 16 and under and you want to compete with the adults, you would pay the $20 registration fee, or is
We're
that
not
one of those
force
rules
that too much?
Okay. But again, it is a fundraiser for the Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club. You mentioned that there's also a silent auction. So we talked about a $5 donation for spectators, and one of the things that you can check out if you are a spectator is the silent auction.
Yes.
So what kind of silent auction items?
Well, we've got a cooler from Fish Pond. We've got a fishing pack from Fish Pond and Umpqua. We've got a couple of art items. The salmon flies that we talked about will be a silent auction thing.
Okay.
So
that's the one that you're saying takes anywhere from 6 hours to 6 days?
Yeah, depending on the materials that you use.
So much patience.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and there's just, it's crazy, but they're very nice. And then we put them in a shadow box, and we'll see what we can do.
So it's really, at that point, if it's in a shadow box, it's really much more a piece of artwork than something that you're actually going to take out and use.
I would assume that there's a lot of people around the country and the world that use flies like that for salmon fishing because they are classic salmon flies, but you don't see it very often around here, obviously.
Sure. Well, right. Yeah, exactly. I want to say we've got a type of salmon in Colorado, but I don't think in the Roaring Fork, right?
No. No, it's used to be up in Rudi. They had some. Blue Mesa and they go up to Roaring Judy up above Almond.
And those
to
are
spawn.
The kokanee, right?
Yes.
Which are actually a trout, though. They're not even really a salmon.
Oh,
they?
No, they are a salmon. Are they? Okay. They're like a freshwater silver salmon, I believe. Don't quote me on that.
I would trust you much more than I would trust my recollection over the years.
Right.
From, you know, a lure fisherman. Don't believe anything I have to say.
Well, you know, a couple other things with the event that we may do, if we have enough ladies around, we'll just have a ladies tie-off.
Okay.
Which we get quite a few girls that come in and they participate. And then we have, if we have time, last year or 2 years ago, we did a blind tie.
Oh, interesting.
So get all your materials set up, ready to go, put something to cover the eyes, and go ahead and make a fly.
And then everybody else in the room gets to laugh as everybody's poking their fingers with
along with the people, the tires that are tying. They're laughing the whole way through it, too.
I can only imagine. You mentioned that sometimes you have a separate women's category. I thought fishing was universal.
It is.
But do you not have typically as many women that come out for this event?
Typically, no.
Interesting. Interesting.
And I think a lot of it is the ladies competing against the guys kind of thing, which is in everything. Sure. So if we get enough, if we get four, five, six women together, we'll just do a ladies tie off and then they're
separate category.
They feel a little bit more relaxed on the whole thing instead of, oh my God, I'm competing against a professional tire down there at the end of the table.
Okay.
But again, it's a fun thing.
Right.
We have first, second, and third place medals that we give to both categories.
You give medals as well.
To the youth and the adults. So you're getting a medal and bragging rights, basically.
That's awesome. Tell me more about the medals. What's the design like?
It's basically our club logo. It's just a little round 3-inch medal.
Okay. And similar to the medal I won for the Reading Olympics or whatever it was in, what was that, third grade? Something like that.
Exactly. With the red, blue, and white ribbon on it. And their Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club. It says Iron Fly on there, 2020. So
awesome. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Again, if you want to learn more, you can go to roaringfork.org and click on events. That's the Roaring Fork Conservancy's website. You can actually register in advance if you want to do that.
Yes.
If you want to compete, you can also show up at the Tipsy Trout in Basalt this Saturday. Again, youth start around 4 o'clock. I assume, obviously, you can register on site. How complicated is that? You just write down your name and address or something?
Okay. Pretty much.
All right. Again, it's $20 for adults to compete, $5 just to spectate. That's a suggested donation.
Right.
So if you only have a couple bucks in your pocket,
you're not going to be turned away.
And you can still participate in that silent auction and check out that stuff. Again, kids 16 and under, I'm sorry, youth. Children, young people, 16 and under are absolutely free. And again, they are encouraged to find someone in the audience, a parent, something like that.
It doesn't have to be a parent. It can be a complete stranger that they know. This guy knows how to tie flies.
Right.
Come here, help me. That kind of thing.
And again, those helpers cannot actually do it. But they can give advice.
Yes.
You might try this. You might try that.
Or do it this way instead of that way.
Well, and again, you can also contact Tom using Facebook. Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club is the name of the group on Facebook.
And if anybody wants to speak with me, they can call me.
All right. And what's that number?
970-379-9114.
Sometimes just picking up the phone and having a 30-second conversation can
it makes it much easier
take the place of 10 email exchanges
yes.
back and forth or Facebook messages.
Exactly.
Back to wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Tom Scootley from the Roaring Fork Fly Fishing Club. By the way, we did confirm during the break that it is roaringfork.org is the website.
So. Yes, it is.
You and I were right It's almost makes me think I might be having a lucky day. Maybe I should go buy a lottery ticket.
Well, it never hurts.
That's right. Exactly.
The main sponsors of the event is the Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club, the Roaring Fork Conservancy, and the Roaring Fork Guide Alliance.
All right. And again, it is the fifth annual Iron Fly competition this Saturday at the Tipsy Trout in Basalt. And, again, if you want to spectate, there's a $5 suggested donation. It is a fundraiser.
Right.
So if you appreciate what Roaring Fork Fly Fishing Club does to encourage the sport of fly fishing, you know, maybe throw in a couple right. extra dollars. If you want to compete as an adult, it's $20. 16 and under are free. Again, want to try and encourage those young people as much as you can.
Get them out there.
That's right. Absolutely. You never know how much you're going to love a hobby or anything like that until you actually try it.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Still remember the first time my wife's uncle, when we were dating, he was doing a lot of fly fishing, and he would tie a lot of his own flies. And I remember he actually had the fly fishing setup with the two clamps.
Right.
Kind of like a vise, I guess you might say. First time I saw it, I thought, that would be great for soldering.
Yeah. Well, we have one entrant, that young guy, that uses vise grips for his
okay. All right.
for his vise.
All right.
So and everybody looks, what? But he's very good. He's won a couple of times.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And this is in the youth category or?
He's in the adult.
Okay. All right. So that would be the younger than me youth
right.
category.
Yes.
Are folks allowed to bring, speaking of which, any tools like that? Like
yes,
their own
devices encourage.
Or kits, whatever special tools.
We encourage they have. Okay. that for all the competitors, the adult competitors, to bring. We will have at minimum of 12 vices and tools available for people.
Okay.
If they don't want to bring them, that's fine. If they want okay. to bring their own stuff, that's fine.
So especially if you're brand new to fly tying and you don't
right.
have those things, you will have some on
we
hand.
We will have some available for use. Yes.
I would assume the only thing that you cannot bring would be your own materials for the flies, because again, there are pre-made
right.
bags that are already set up with, you said all bags have at least one mystery item.
Yes.
And by mystery item, can you give some examples, or is that intended
it's
to be a surprise?
It's a fur off of a four-legged animal. That's about all I can tell you.
Okay.
Because we may have something, a dinner at Capitol Creek Brewery or something like that, if anybody can name that particular mystery ingredient.
Awesome.
So, it, okay. like I said, it's fun.
So bring your microscope.
Right. If we have a tie for some reason, the winner could be if you have plaid on.
Again, all the rules may change.
They can change any time by anyone.
Which is just one more thing that adds it so that makes it so interesting.
Well, that makes it a lot more fun. I mean, there's a lot of laughing and carrying on, and it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of people that show up. Last couple of years, it's been 100-plus people in there.
Wow, that's awesome.
There will be appetizers available throughout the event that Matt cooks up for us from the restaurant there. And
okay. That's so not heavy food, but
no, just snacks and appetizer type things.
Just to keep you going while you're tying
yes,
the flies.
Exactly. And all the people that are in the audience too. It's not just for the competitors.
How long will it take? I already asked you that about actually registering on site, and you said it's actually just a pretty simple process.
Right.
You pretty much just put
your
name
down. Name, address, telephone number, that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Sorry. I had forgotten and then remembered
yes.
that I had already asked that question. Again, you can search Facebook for Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club and learn more, plus keep up to date about other events that may happen in the future. What is the, again, Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club has existed for a while. It originally started as kind of a loose group of folks that finally became a formal Colorado nonprofit 501c3
right.
organization.
Yes, we are still very loose operation. We do not affiliate ourselves with anybody so that nobody can really tell us what to do, when to do, how to do it. It's a, like I said, it's a very loose operation. We have a lot of fun. We do a lot with foster kids, middle school kids, veterans. The Veterans Winter Sports Clinic is coming up, right, so we'll need some volunteers for that.
6 weeks or so?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we have 25 to 40 people show up every day for that, and that is quite an experience to deal with the vets.
I imagine it would be very humbling.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it just makes you feel completely different at the end of the day, because these guys are, men and women, are something else, and their attitude changes so much during the day. It's just incredible. You can almost predict 2 to 2.5 hours, all of a sudden all these somber people have smiles on their faces and they're kidding around, and it's, hey, I'm a regular person today. And it's a wonderful experience. So we always need help for that. We could use more people for the Mayfly Project, which is a foster kids program.
See, I knew Mayflies were going to come into the conversation.
Oh, yeah, it always does. So we always need volunteers for that kind of thing, and they can talk with anybody at the event about that kind of stuff.
And again, if you'd like more information about joining the Roaring Fork Fly Fishing Club, just search Facebook for Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club, and you can learn more there. So when you say you don't associate yourself with organizations, does that mean that you don't have corporate sponsorships or anything like that?
No.
Just all individual
donors that run the whole club.
Okay. And do you also consider your area like the Frying Pan and the Crystal as well, or is it Roaring Fork drainage, if you will.
I mean, basically from Aspen down to Parachute, I guess.
Okay, so including the Colorado.
Right.
Sure.
Oh, we have one little girl that comes from Newcastle every year. Actually, I think she won last year, Gracie.
Awesome.
And she was just smiles like you wouldn't believe. And she's coming back again this year.
Uh-oh.
So, but we have Aspen kids, we have Basalt kids, Carbondale, Newcastle. So kids come from all over the valley, which is great. And we have competitors, adult competitors, come from Grand Junction, Vail, Eagle, Vail, the areas. And
again, that's one of the reasons why they're gold medal waters, right?
Yes.
On the the Roaring Fork. Well, Roaring Fork and Frying Pan, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, and even Crystal.
Part of it.
Has some
I believe,
gold medal waters, I think.
But like I said, it's a fun event. It's a competition, yes, but don't take the competition part too seriously.
And speaking of gold medals, there will be gold medals for the winners of each division.
Of each one.
Including, so, youth and adults, and then if there are enough women that show up, there will actually be a separate women's category.
Right.
And there will be a first place gold medal for that
That one we haven't gotten that far yet. It'll be just a fun thing. They'll probably get a dinner for two at a restaurant that we have or something like that.
That works, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd trade in a gold medal for that.
Exactly.
Depending on how hungry I am at the
time. And there's very nice restaurant people out there that have donated. So.
Yeah. And speaking of which, there will also be some of that on the silent auction list as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, silent auction, you had that cooler that you talked about,
right.
A fishing pack, some cool art, including the handmade salmon tie in the shadow box.
Exactly.
And so a lot of things to check out this Saturday night. Again, at the Tipsy Trout in Basalt, it's a suggested $5 donation for spectators. Kids 16 and under are free. And whether they are competing with the adults or not, kids 16 and under are free. And adults that want to compete are just $20.
Exactly. Have a good time.
Yep. And if you're interested in joining the Roaring Fork Fly Fishing Club or volunteering for one of these upcoming events, again, just get a hold of Tom on Facebook. Just search for the page Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club. Or if you prefer the good old-fashioned telephone conversation. Well, I guess it's a cell phone, so it's not old-fashioned. But well, I don't know. They've been around long enough. Maybe
that's
it is
right.
Old-fashioned now.
Yeah.
379-9114 is Tom's number. I'll give you that number again if you want to make sure that you get it. Tom, any final thoughts or comments or anything we didn't mention?
come out, have a good time. If anybody wants to join the club, it's a very difficult process.
Just
send a message to rfvffc@gmail.com and say, I'd like to be a member of the club, and you're in. There's no dues. There's nothing. We just...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's the only club that I know of like that.
We may change things, but probably not.
All right. Again, that email address is rfvffc, Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club,
yes,
at gmail.
Yes.
.com, obviously. So here it is. Again, Tom's number. If you have any questions about Saturday's Iron Fly competition or joining the club or anything else.
Right.
Maybe some advice.
Yes.
Tom's number is 379-9114 on fly fishing. Advice
right.
on fly fishing.
Yes.
Other things maybe a little outside the scope of...
Yes. We don't want to go there.
Again, the Iron Fly competition kicks off with the youth category around 4 o'clock this Saturday afternoon. It'll last hour and a half, 2 hours, something
right.
like that. Again, all the rules are subject to change with or without notice.
Yes. Exactly.
Again, if you want to learn more, Facebook is an easy clearinghouse of information.
Right.
If you want to subscribe to the updates, just search Facebook for Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club. And again, one more time, Tom's number is 379-9114. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Look forward to talking about the next fundraiser or event that you have. In the meantime, obviously, you can fly fish in the winter. You just
wear
you know, thick socks underneath the hip waders.
That's right. And just be careful of ice floes.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point.
The good thing is it was warm enough last week, and most of the ice melted because there were 4 or 5 spots on the river that were completely covered in ice, and they're open now. So
Just
be careful. Head on a swivel if you're fishing this time of the year because you never know what's going to happen with the ice.
That's right. And it's very similar to when you're camping and you're trying to get water to drink. You never know what's going on upstream.
Exactly.
And a lot of different things can happen.
Yeah.
And there have been several times throughout the winter, you'll get those alerts.
Right.
You know, watch out for ice floes and the Roaring Fork and the Frying Pan and the Crystal. Like you say, definitely get out there and have fun, but be careful.
Be very careful.
Which is good advice, I think, no matter what you're
even
doing.
Even in the summer, be careful. It can be a lot of fun.
Always. Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. Again, the 5th annual Iron Fly competition this Saturday at the Tipsy Trout in Basalt. So stop by. Everything kicks off around 4 o'clock. Again, Tom's number one more time in case you missed it the previous times, 379-9114. All the best. See you soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.